the way in which we work here on the American plan is unnatural.
Most jobs aren't willing to pay livable wages, and also they not going down on the rank.
So it's just like smoke and mirrors.
I don't know that there's a point in gatekeeping. I think that it's better to share the information because you also might learn something in exchange.
I feel like it's fine to gatekeep culture because if you're not in the culture, it doesn't serve you to have all this information that you don't know what to do with.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
We're gathered here today to talk about the myth that is Atlanta and to expose the truth. And the truth is, just about everybody in Atlanta, not every single body, but a lot of people out here is working two jobs.
I don't think it's just Atlanta. I think it's the time.
The times?
Yeah, a lot of people in life working two jobs.
And I don't like that. Now, I'm not working. Am I technically working two jobs? Because my creative endeavors? I don't know. But I don't like it. How y'all feel about it?
I think working the way that we work, like 9 to 5, clocking in and all that, it's unnatural. I truly, genuinely feel like it's unnatural. And it grinds my gears to even see other people allow themselves to be treated badly, poorly by jobs.
I think that's one of the, before I even talk, what's your opinion? What's your thoughts?
I think it's unfortunate that most people have two jobs. It's unfortunate that we're in a state where people feel like they need to work two jobs in order to sustain themselves. Yeah. I think that's more so where I'm at with it. Like, that's unfortunate. These ain't the same bills that our ancestors was paying.
Martin Luther King. He might have been a theater. He wasn't paying.
That's true. I'll also say, that's very true. Because they still haven't raised the, minimum wage. Even, on a federal level.
$7.25.
And that changed when I first started working. When I started working at, I think, Barnes & Noble's in high school, that's when it went up to...
What was it before that? $7?
I think so. Actually, no. It was when we was working at Texas Roadhouse, I think, too. But either way, it was a long, long time. Okay, that made us sound so old. It was a long time ago, though, that they changed it. And it's like, we've dealt with recessions and inflations and, all of this stuff, and they haven't changed it. And that's just wild to me. Because we're in a space now where most jobs aren't willing to pay livable wages. And also, they not going down on the rent. That's the thing. So then we just wind up working more just to sustain ourselves. And it's just kind of dumb.
Yeah, I'm retiring. If I'm being honest, I have somewhere between Damani and Mom's birthday. Somewhere in March, it's over with. So everybody in TV land or YouTube land, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to subscribe and watch this podcast. Subscribe and join the Patreon. Look for what we got going on. We got music, we got art, we got journals, we got more music, we got short films, everything. It's the whole media company over here.
Honestly,
how many people do it take to make a trillion? Three.
one for you, one for me.
Oh man, that was good. I was gonna say one, but I like your answer.
And she was gonna kick us off the moment.
No, I mean, if the one person could do it, then you can just teach the rest of us. Then we can make our own trillion.
It takes a village.
Yeah. That's how I was thinking. But I think that, so the reason why specifically in Atlanta, I mean, that's because that's where we live, but it's also a thing where I think, actually, so you're right, not just in Atlanta. I think the images that we see on social media, on TV, on whatever, it leads us to believe that a lot of people are living this glamorous life and they're either not working or they only have one job and it's high paying. And a lot of people are, but there are still a lot of people that are actually working two jobs and still doing their creative stuff and still, you know, taking care of a family and still, like, it's a lot of people that are doing a lot of other things, but selling it online, the image is that, oh yeah, it's just like when people say how I gained 1 million followers in 2 days, but they've been posting since 2013. And it's like, this is the one that popped. So yes, you did, but there was work that went into this overnight success.
Yeah, I feel like everybody on the, like, the America plane. So it's just like smoke and mirrors. So as long as it looked good.
I like that. I'm sorry. I never heard nobody call it the American plan. Go ahead. Sorry.
As long as it look good and look appealing, They just going to run with it. It's all about a facade. Mm-hmm. Nobody really be talking about, like, the work that actually goes into it or the 10,000 hours that they talk about.
Yeah.
Or trial and error. You just got to keep going and keep going until something eventually works. They sprinkle that in here and there, but most of what we see, the information that we get, it's people not just giving game to give game. They giving game to get something out of it. It's not just because I want to see you win.
Yeah.
Or I don't want you to go through what I had to go through.
Honestly, I really... Sorry. What do you have to say, sir?
You can finish what you was about to say.
I was just thinking about, like, the amount of information that, that we share. Just because, like... I don't be wanting people to have to go through what I went through to, like, even for the podcast, like, we fumbled through a lot. And even down to the fact that we didn't even realize that we were actually better at editing than we thought we were. But it's like, we had to figure out so much stuff, to even get to this point. And it just be like, we jumped through a lot of hoops, and I don't want the person... Like, if somebody comes to me and asks me, well, you know, how did you do this? I might tell you, hey, read this book, or, and that'll help you to, like, figure out, like, how to do it. But it's also nice to be able to be like, all right, and then after you read this book, just make this list or do this. I read 5 books. You only need to read this one book. This is the one that's actually going to help you. The other 5 is just kind of filler and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I was just going to say, if you refer books, when you refer books, make sure it's an actual book. I never forget this. I was working at Nordstrom Rack, and somebody came in there. He was like, dang, it's a lot of people here for Wednesday. And I was like, what you do? Because you went here too. He was like, oh, I'm in real estate. I was asking how he get into that, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, it's this book. I searched the book. The book didn't exist. I never forget this in my life. So that leads me to my question of, how do y'all feel about gatekeeping?
You should go first. I've done a lot of talking.
Gatekeeping as far as information? Mm-hmm. I feel like we shouldn't gatekeep. I understand the reason, but I also feel like just give people the information and see it. Most people aren't even going to do the thing that you said that you want them to do, even when you give them the information. So it's really no harm in giving them the information to begin with. So I think that's what I feel about it so far.
I think in the past, he took my answer, but I think in the past, I used to feel like, no, I had to hold on to this because, like, I worked hard to get this, or I used to feel like, if you know this, then that's gonna, I don't know, like, let's say it was like a promotion or something like that, or like, if you know this, then that means that now you're gonna take up my space, or I'm gonna take up your space, and I don't want to be in a competing space as you, or blah blah blah. But now, like, after all of the books, all of the videos, all of the everything that I've learned over the past few years, I'm like, same thing, like, I would rather just share the information. But certain things, it's like, I know, based on what you're asking me, in reference to, like, okay, I'm gonna give you a book. Because I know, based on what you're asking me, if you if there's more to it, like more that you need to understand. Because sometimes what happens is people be so caught up on the idea of gatekeeping that they'll give the information, but they won't give any depth behind it, right? So maybe they'll give you the 5 steps that are required, but they're not explaining what these mean or why they're significant. But if I give you this book as your first step and I'm like, all right, reach out to me after you finish the first part, I can help you, like, I can support you on your journey. But also, this is necessary for us, for you to actually dive deeper in this other area. You may not realize it on the surface, but this is something that's actually going to help you in step 5. I'm saying this because this is something that I actually just did. But like he said, a lot of people aren't going to actually use the information. They're not going to use the information, or they might not get the book, or they might not reach out to you after they got the book. Like, they might be like, ah, man, they sent me on a wild goose hunt or reading. Like, people don't like to read. So even if it's an audio book, they might not listen to it. So it's just like, I don't know that there's a point in gatekeeping. I think that it's better to share the information because you also might learn something in exchange, right? When they're talking to you about whatever or asking you for, like, tips or whatever, you might learn something from them in that moment. And it's like, well, you know, an exchange of energy, an exchange of information, an exchange of knowledge. So that's just my perspective. What you think about it?
Based off everything that I've learned and seen and acquired in recent times and throughout my adulthood.
I'm still listening.
I would say that I have no problem with gatekeeping. I do think, to a certain extent, some things should be gatekept. I don't think you should gatekeep from your community, but I feel like some things should stay in-house and some things shouldn't. So when it comes to, like, traditions or ways of life and doing things, some things are
it's sacred.
Community-based, yeah, sacred.
Mm-hmm. I think that there's a difference from, like, gatekeeping, because I think gatekeeping just kind of... gatekeeping is a thing, but, like, when it came to TikTok, everybody was just, I'm not gatekeeping, da-da-da-da. I think that there are traditions and cultural things and cultural nuances, languages, like, certain, not all languages, because I like learning languages, but it's certain things that are are sacred to a community. So I think that it is important to hold on to that, but I don't necessarily see that as gatekeeping. I see that as I guess maintaining like your cultural type of thing. I don't know, that's like a tough thing just to differentiate between
them. Yeah, I feel like it's fine to gatekeep culture, because I mean, if you're not in the culture, it doesn't serve you to have all this information that you don't know what to do with. So I think it's fine if you I think it's fine if you gatekeep culture in terms of, like, whatever your culture may be, just because, again, everybody doesn't have the same intentions as you or the people who are in that culture. So if you're going to share the information, this person may be wanting to take advantage of the fact that you guys do X, Y, and Z, and this information should only be privy to the people who are in this space.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't even know that you're doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, so I think that's why I said I'm not completely against gatekeeping. I'm also not completely for it, because there's a lot of stuff that people could just share, and it would help a lot more people than it would hurt. But
I feel like when it comes to, like, advancement of people, like, just information-wise, I don't think anything needs to be gatekept. But when it comes to, like, cultural nuances and why we do this, how we do this, I think some things should just keep it to yourself.
You can't get the recipe to the mac and cheese. It's like, nah.
Grandma's hand. You're gonna have to cut off rim my hands and get this.
That's crazy.
But that's why I was saying, I think that there is a difference for me in my mind when I think of gatekeeping. So when you asked the question, I wasn't thinking culturally, because in my head, that's a totally separate box. I feel like there should be a different word when it comes to maintaining or sustaining your cultural essence, right? Especially as Black people, it's like our culture is appropriated every day. And over the years, over the centuries, like throughout humanity, like our culture has been taken from us, especially Black Americans. We were stripped of our identity, so many of us. So it's like now when we created our own culture, like we started creating our own things, that was also taken from us, or still being taken from us, or and used in different things like that. So I do think that things that are sacred should be kept sacred.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. So when you talk about gatekeeping, in my head, I'm thinking just general information, or maybe even like financial information, or just things, like you said, for the advancement of people as a whole. But when it comes to cultural things, that's a separate box for me. How did we get here?
I took a nap.
Well, I was gonna say, kind of circling back a little bit. I think if we're taking culture out of it, then I think the reason why a lot of people are working two jobs is because people have been gatekeeping certain information. So
the American plan.
Yeah. I feel like the reason people are maybe working two jobs, I agree with you. What was your answer, real quick?
Because people are gatekeeping certain information.
Yeah.
I feel like people work two jobs because they're trying to keep up with a facade, or like an appearance of what it feels like I'm supposed to be, or at this age, I'm supposed to be here, here, and here. Yeah. I be spiraling sometimes, and that's because I don't be allowing myself to actually be present. I want things to move a lot faster than they're supposed to, than they're meant to. But everybody's timeline different. So then once I realize that, okay, let me just slow down. I don't have to do everything in one day. If it take me 3 weeks to finish whatever I'm doing, I was supposed to finish it in 3 weeks because I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks from when I started. Like, but
yeah, but I think even in that, there's a level of gatekeeping, not on your end, but on the people who you aspire to be like, and because they're not gonna tell you, I did this at this age, or I did this at this time, but I'm really a little bit older than people made me seem to be, or I really did this in 10 years and people caught on in the last 2 years. Like,
I didn't get good until.
Yeah, like people aren't sharing that part of it, which is fine because I think most people don't wanna hear that portion because it's not as pretty. It's like nobody wants to hear that you had to write 500 songs to get one song. That just doesn't. It sounds good on paper, but when you be like, all right, I had to do this 500 times, or it's like I failed at 500 live shows until I got my show right. You be like, you mean to tell me I got to do this 499 times before I can get it? And people, and so I think part of it does us a service because like we don't need to know every step because a lot of us will obsess on doing it exactly how somebody else did it anyway.
And that's why I think that, well, number one, I do agree with, like, I don't need to tell you every single step because you got to make your own path along the way. But that's why I like to recommend, like, a book or something. Because, like, okay, this is where my journey started, but you might interpret this thing differently and it might take you to where you need to be. You don't necessarily need to be where I'm at. This my spot, you gotta find yours, type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that with people working the two jobs, I think it's a variety of things. So like, yes, feeling like you are supposed to be somewhere at a certain age, right? But also, a lot of these jobs, especially in the South, they ain't paying like that. So like, no. I have to work a second job, whether it be a night job that's seasonal, because I met people at the job that I'm working at now. They be there working full time, and then seasonally they be at the post office and stuff. Like, whether it's doing that, like, because they might have kids. It's just a variety of things. I think that more so, for the most part, is for sustainability. And I think some of it is also like, okay, I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses type mm-hmm. of thing. But a lot of it is like, this job just simply is not even paying enough for me to really get groceries. Like, when you really think about it, it's three of us. We all go in on groceries. You know how much money we would have had to spend in the past to get weight? Like, three times. We would have got three times more of the groceries if it was, like, 7 years ago. If it was 2 years ago, like, before inflation. Like, we would have...
Well, I was going to say, I think that... And, again, this is still information changes situations, right?
Right. So,
even when us, like, coming here and understanding that, all right, we came here... And a lot, we came here thinking, like, all right, we'll be able to, you know, get jobs or whatever. And not realizing that a lot of people that live in Atlanta don't work in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that
you don't know until you know.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, cool. Or a lot of people don't work traditional jobs for a number of different reasons. Some people scamming. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all scamming. And some people just don't work traditional jobs. And then other places are just paying the bare minimum because it's like, all right, well, I mean, this is the bare minimum. If you don't like it, you can go work for yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just so I think it's a combination of all of those things. And I know, like, for me, when I was working two jobs, it was because the first one wasn't paying that much. And, like, being behind on something one time felt, it's like, now I got to go out to make something else. So that I can cover because the first half wasn't covering what it was supposed to cover.
Yeah.
So.
And that'll definitely send you into a spiral like no other.
Yeah. And I was going to say, the reason why we even landed upon this topic was because I'm at work and I'm talking to somebody about a second job. And it was like, I'm thinking that they're going to be like, oh, wow, you working two jobs? That's wild. They was like, oh, yeah, me too. And I'm like, what you mean, me too?
Uh-huh.
This is what you mean. You and then I'm like, I'm talking to somebody else. They're like, yeah, I work two jobs. Like, so everybody's doing this and nobody said nothing. Like, that was the main thing. Like, y'all didn't. Can we call a PTA meeting or
right.
Like can we just, whatever meeting? I don't know what kind of meeting. But I said, parents, PTA. PTA is crazy. Could we? The kids need the information now. But can
Gotta
we just call
baby's minds?
Yeah, like, can we call a meeting? Something. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we just a study hall, something? Just somebody get us together so we can let us know. Hey, everybody's.
Oh, let's do a study
hall. Like, let's do something together. You know, and I think it's just a lot of stuff that we just don't talk about. People, everybody going through it, but nobody's like, hey, I'm doing X, Y, and Z.
This isn't normal.
That's it.
I was gonna say, I think that goes back to the facade thing though, because the thing is. Just, like, a lot of people are working multiple jobs, but they're acting like they're not. And so, like, what you're seeing online, thinking, like, oh, dang, you be out here balling. You be living the life. And it's like, nah, I'm actually also at work. I recorded this video in between delivering orders or in between driving from my first job to my second job or, like, different stuff like that. And it's just... For me, it don't make no sense. Now, I will give this disclaimer. I am not working two jobs. Okay?
I'm a lady.
I'm a princess, okay? I'm not working two jobs. But I am at the same time. All of the content stuff is my second job. But I'm fortunate enough to be in a position that I personally am not working two jobs. But for me, it just doesn't make sense because it doesn't make sense that people have to work a second job. Like, I don't understand why we're in a country that claims to be one of the richest in the world, which they're not because they're trillions of billions of millions of dollars in debt. But it's like we're doing all of this stuff for the bare minimum and we can't even get a place to live. Like, at a decent price. I mean, y'all could give it to us for free. But at a decent price, though, like, come on. Like, I can't... I'm working here all of these hours, and you're not even paying me enough to be able to, like, pay my rent or to buy groceries or to afford water or, you know, just, like...
Things that God gave us for free?
I'm so glad you did that. But, like, really, when you think about it, it just doesn't make sense. And it's exhausting to be doing all this work and... It's like, this is how much y'all paying?
Yeah, one thing that helped me, once I realized that, well, me now, stuff don't really be that expensive.
Facts.
And then once I stopped, like, actually focusing and worrying about money, I had a lot more money than I thought I had.
Yeah.
But, like, even going to, like, the store and grabbing stuff, I'd be looking at the price, I'd be like, I mean, my need for it is... It made way more than the value.
Yeah.
Like, but when I was younger, I didn't really understand how much things cost. But now, I'll be going in the stores and stuff, and I'll be like, that's nothing. It's not like I could do this myself, but it's gonna take months for me to harvest.
Harvest these pumpkin seeds.
It's gonna take a while to harvest.
I'll be having them same thoughts.
I'm like, you know what? Let me just buy this now.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting 9 months for my corn.
See,
I'll be trying
to tell you. I'll be like, listen, you know, we don't gotta make everything. Like,
but if it's
like everything.
If it's something crafty, yeah. I'll be like, you know what? I can make a table.
Yeah.
Let me go to the Home Depot. Buy some plywood. Some nails. I got a drill. You know that run me about 30. It just cost me $30 and some time.
Yeah, but it'd be like, all right, cool. We're gonna make dinner. All right, let's make the bread. All right, we gotta make the bread and we gotta make the plates. All right, matter of fact, let's make the plates. Let's make the forks. We don't gotta ever buy another. Like, we wanna make the plates. Is there nothing we can buy already made? Nothing's already made.
I mean, listen. I be thinking about that when it comes to the peppers. And I be wanting to save the seeds because I saw a book in the library that was about how to save the seeds when you take it out there.
Instagram.
And I was looking into, like, how to do a date tree and a pistachio tree. And I was like, it's going to take, like, a year for it to actually. See? But I was like, but if I started now. Then, you know, it'll be ready next year. But I still won't have what I need right now.
Because the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
The second best time is now.
Mm-hmm.
So you better plant that date tree now.
Yeah. Maybe.
You're not going to be here.
Yeah, I'm not. So that's why I ain't planting it.
Instead for the next resident. They're going to be like, ooh, we got dates.
Not in this yard. Ooh, nah. Them squirrels would have tore them things up.
Like dessert. I've never seen such nature.
But I agree. Things actually don't cost as much as I used to think that they cost. But also, I'm not afraid of looking at my money anymore. Like, I think that it's like I've faced, okay, this is my financial situation. This is how my bills look. This is, like, the money that I owe and that stuff. So then when I'm going out, it's like, I'm fully aware of how much money I have to spend, but I'm also fully aware that this actually isn't a bad price. I just don't want to pay it right now.
Right. I went to the store. I was getting some essentials, and I walked past the vanilla extract, and I stopped, and I was like, oh, that's not bad. $6.99, or I think it was, like, $5.99, something like that. And I was like, but I already got, I'm working on just getting the essentials. So I put it back. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I ended up going to another store. And I was like, I'm glad I didn't get no vanilla. Because that would have put me over my comfort threshold.
Yeah.
It'd be funny because I've learned that most of the stuff, I don't know if it's just a plant-based thing or what, but most of the groceries and stuff, it's really $7. It's either $7 or it's $10.
It used to be $5.
It's either $7. You'd be like, all right, cool. This is $7. All right, $7. You'd be like, all right, I can get some vanilla extract for $7. Cool. You'd be like, toothbrush, okay, $7. Toothpaste,
$7. $7.
Okay. You'd be like, but yeah, you'd be, because you start looking like, hold on. Why is that $7?
And that's $7.
$7.
And then that one is $3?
Yeah, that'd be
What's
like,
happening over here? care.
Nah, for me, whenever I go to the grocery store, it's $7, $7, $7. I'm like, you know, I don't. Why is everything all priced at $7?
I don't realize till I check out, and I be like, nah, they ain't gonna see me go out like that. Swipe. Nah, I be like, wow.
Yeah, I be crazy.
There's no reason why three apples cost me $31.22.
There's no reason why pound. You swipe your card that hard. Swipe.
Especially when you can just tap. Doop. In the wave.
That might actually be a sign from God. You know, 7 is the number of completion.
And 9 is the number of
divine. That's all I got.
You reached.
I did. But yeah, I think I don't remember what I was about to say. What y'all got?
Working two jobs is unnatural. And at work, I feel like working a 9-to-5 in general, there's nothing wrong with it. But the way in which we work here on the American plan is unnatural. And one of my mottos for the year and probably for the rest of my life, if one person could do it, it's possible. So I got that motto when I was scrolling on the socials and somebody was talking about having just morals and human decency. Like if you want to, you can stop world hunger, but y'all just want to be greedy and be like, oh, I could stop world hunger. But I ain't gonna do it. And that's not funny.
As we sit here and laugh.
But she was like, I make $100,000, and even me, like, I'm not in a position where I could stop world hunger. But if I see somebody homeless or in need or something, and I got $3 or something, I'll give you the cash, blah, blah, blah. It's just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just stopped at $100,000. I ain't never make $100,000 to date in a year. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if one person could do it,
I could do it.
I could definitely do it. Mm-hmm. And I lost it. But we gonna just stick with, if one person could do it, I could do it.
Yeah, I had somebody that said that in one of the books. It might have been The Science of Being Great, but just like there's no skill that you can't actually learn. Like if somebody else has done it, like you said, it means it's possible. And so I don't know why we have the thought, hey, it's possible for them, it's not possible for me. And that's probably why it stops a lot of us from doing the stuff, because we'd be like, all right, yeah, he did it, but you know, his family. Family tree is a money tree. Mm-hmm. So of course you got that. Like
I feel like that might go back to the gatekeeping conversation that we was having. So and it's not even like, I don't even think a lot of things are being gatekept nowadays. It's just a lack of wanting to do the work. So like you saying, you can read this book. Everything that you need to do is literally
it's in this book.
I don't have time to tell you, but I have time to give you this book. I'll buy this book for you. But doing the work to read the book.
That's on you, bro. Yeah,
doing the work. And a lot of times I feel like we be looking for it to look exactly like how whoever did. I think you said that earlier.
Yeah.
So I have different strengths than you have. So we might be going to the same place. But it becomes impossible or almost impossible when I try to do what you did. When I
am totally different.
Yeah, like my makeup is completely different. Yeah. I have different traits that you don't have and vice versa.
And I will say that I feel like last year I did kind of do that a little bit and then realized that I don't know that this is what I want. Oh,
you trying to be like your big brother?
I wasn't talking about you.
She said, you were not in my thoughts at all with that statement.
I was talking about after we did all of them conferences, and I did, like, the coaching and da-da-da-da. Like, I did basically the migrant model for it, and I realized, like, it was cool, but my makeup is different. Like, who I am is different. So I think in the future, I would want to approach it differently and in my own way. And, like, sorry, you saying the Big Brother thing just threw off half of my thought. But, like, that's another thing where, like, this is a new thought. But I think sometimes it's not even that it's being gatekept. Like you said, people don't want to do the work, but it's like, I'm going to tell you the first step, but let me know when you finish the first step.
So I can tell you the second step.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And because the book that will be coming out soon, that I wrote, the strategy guide, I was sending people the first half of the book because, like, oh, yeah, you want to get your social media together? You want to get your branding together? I send you the first part of it, and I'm like, let me know when you finish this part of it.
Only the people on this couch?
Oh, yeah. Only the people on this couch have actually finished it and is actually using it. And y'all got I gave y'all the steps as I was going. So as y'all finish, like, you know, we go through stuff, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't ask me no questions, if you don't do the assignment, if you don't, like, do step one, like, you're asking me, like, how did you do this? How would I? This is how I did it. But I'm only going to give you one step at a time, because if I give you my full journey, it's going to feel overwhelming. But if you take this one step at a time, if you take this first step, then you'll be good. The thing is, most people don't take the first step. So then they feel like, oh, this information was gatekept from me. But it's like, no, you never hit me back. You never did the first step. It was only two more steps after the first one. Like, you didn't do it. So then it's like, oh, well, they wouldn't actually tell me, blah, blah, blah. Or they feel like you giving them the runaround, when it's like you just didn't follow instructions. And I think that's one thing that we learned when we were doing the 12-week year. Because they mapped everything out for us. The first few times that we did it, we just wasn't following instructions.
Yeah, I think in general, when people start giving how-tos, they should put in the disclaimer, results may vary. Because certain stuff, I think it's also very important to follow instructions, especially when you've decided that this is going to be the route that you're going to take. Mm-hmm. Just follow the instructions. You said you wanted to build a couch the IKEA way. Let's follow the instructions that IKEA gave you. Don't go to Wayfair's YouTube and try and look up how to build that couch. That doesn't make sense, right? So just follow the instructions that this person has said if you decide to go that way. But I think when it comes to just, in general, when it comes to information and advice, I think a lot of us are looking for it to look exactly how the person who recommended it, how their journey looks, or we're looking for them to give us every single step along the way. And really, at best, it's just a suggestion. Like, it's really just it would behoove you at this time to go left instead of going right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can go right, there's going to be some other pitfalls here, though, but it would behoove you. And I think, but most of us don't ever get to that point where we're looking for them to be like, take the step left, take the next step right. And it's like, well, I mean, I can tell you that, but if you're not in a space where you can do all of this, all of it isn't going to work for you, that kind of thing.
I was just going to say, I also feel like it may be a thing of, we want it to be easier, or want you to just be like, all right, this is all you got to do. And now I pick you up and put you where I am, type of thing.
Now I'm going to pick you up.
It's a lot.
You're not even going to walk there. I'm just going to carry you.
Yeah, but it'd be a lot of character development that's needed along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So if I didn't take the million detours that I took, I wouldn't even be able to speak how I'm speaking right now.
Yeah. And you know, it's so funny because it's so, well, I guess it's just so paradoxical, because on one hand, right, you think stuff is, you know, let me cook. You know, on one hand, right, we want things to be easy, right? And we also make things a lot more complex than they need to be. So, like, you want the work to be easy, but you feel like if the thing is simple, it's not actually working. It has to be more complex than that. It's like, what, do you want it to be easy or do you want it to be complex?
I think we equate simpleness or simplicity with boring.
Go ahead.
Finish. I was just going to say, I feel like that's what it is. So when it comes to doing stuff, if I told you, yeah, every day when I came home from work, I worked on a painting, or every day when I came home from work, I went straight to the studio and did the same thing every single day. That's kind of boring rather than, go ahead.
I think we equate simplicity to laziness. I think
both, to be honest.
Well, I was going to say, at least for me. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it'd be like, it can't be that simple. And then I throw in extra steps to make it more complicated. And then I'm trying to figure out why it still ain't work. But it's like, you literally told me do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, nah, I got to do X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
I think part of that is, and I've been guilty of this too, it's like me, when I say the whole, oh, it can't be this simple, right? Because if me saying it can't be this simple would also be me having to acknowledge that it was that simple and I didn't do it, which is like that you're not smarter than me, that you didn't have some genius complex theory that worked out. It was just, you just showed up every day, and like that's the main thing. And I think that for me and a lot of us, like that eats away at us a lot more than to be like, all right, it's this complicated thing that I just couldn't figure out, and you know what, it's okay because I couldn't figure it out. It's like, no, you could have figured it out. It was very simple. You just didn't want to do the very simple thing.
You stopped showing up.
And that's the part that I think most of us end up in the spaces that we don't want to be in.
So maybe it's so boring that it feels lazy.
It made me think of the, like, a basketball analogy. When you say it's one-on-one, or, all right, you win a game, you already got the player beat. Like, the coach yelling at you, like, all right, so you already got them beat, but you bring it back, and now you turn the ball over because now you want to. But it's like you already had them beat.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
got to
do nothing else. Mm-hmm. Just lay the ball up. Mm-hmm. And now the coach yelling at you, and now you sitting on the bench.
Yeah, that used to happen to me because I was, that's how it was.
Yeah, that's old school now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's made out of cotton. Mm-hmm. 100% cotton. That's
all crazy. Natural fabrics.
Might be him.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I definitely, that is what it is. So I get like, I get that from a perspective of like boringness or even from laziness of like, nah, I got to do a little bit of extra because like, it's like, I got to, so when y'all ask me my story.
Or when y'all watch it, it's like, oh.
Right.
I played so many games where I thought people only score like 5 points. Then when you look at the sheet, he dropped 30. I'm like, who? How you do that? Like, what? He ain't even touched the ball that way.
But yeah, it's really just like showing up. And that's even why a lot of times I don't necessarily show behind the scenes of like I've started recording some behind the scenes of me recording and stuff like that. But like the studio process is not what y'all think that
my
it is.
Process.
Yeah, because I mean, oh, go ahead.
It's boring. Like,
yeah.
Just watching it. The only exciting part to me of my recording process is you getting to hear a new song and if I'm actually writing the song as I'm recording.
For me, it just be like, you might hear me mess up, but you're going to hear me sing this part over and over again till I feel
at
like it's right. At least 10 times.
You're going to know the words.
Right.
For the concert.
Exactly.
I don't even think it's boring, to be honest. I just think we typically want to, I mean, maybe this is a reflection of us thinking it's boring, but I just feel like we want to fast forward through it a little bit. Maybe because we're so used to seeing movies where it's like, all right, it's not working. Go in the studio. The magic happens today. And then millions, billions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're used to seeing the fast-forwarded version of the exact thing that we want as opposed to seeing it in real time. It's like, okay, this is a, like, we're not, it's like watching a time-lapse video. This actually took about 40 hours, but, you know, I condensed it so that you guys could get a chance to see this in 3 minutes.
Come on.
And so now you guys can see it. But if you actually were here for it, you'd be like, wow, this took a little bit longer than I thought. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I think we're just so used to things being sped up a lot more than reality actually is moving.
And that's a part of the American plan. Now, if y'all go over to that, mm-hmm. I don't know what other plans might be better, but we'll let y'all know once we start traveling.
That spiritual plan. Mm-hmm.
Something.
You gotta tap into the source.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's real though. I think that that also is a part of like the, I don't know, like life is very much subjective. Everybody's gonna have their own experience. So whether it be working two jobs or whether it be working four or five jobs or one or none, it's like it's still gonna look different whether you're going after your dreams or you're not. And I think that's like the main thing to get from any of this is like we might glamorize stuff on TV, online and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you really don't know what it's like until you actually start going through the journey. And you gotta decide at that point, like, do I wanna continue to go through this journey? Do I wanna keep working these multiple jobs? Does the facade matter to me? And I'm at a point, like you shaking your head, like I'm at a point now where I'm just like y'all gonna watch this glow up, okay? And it might be slow and it might be fast. But if you've been here with us on this podcast specifically, we've been
on
here.
This land.
On this land. Go ahead.
On this land.
I'm taking all the money. Yeah. You go here, punch me. I'm like, all right, that's good. I gotta use that. I gotta wait five pods. Yeah. 5 gap. And he's like, all right, you forgot.
That's crazy.
But yeah, if you go back like and watch even like this podcast, we've been here for 3 years? 3, 2, 1
We posted episode 150.
Yeah,
it's 50, so 3 years. Almost 3 years.
Yeah, almost 3 years.
Birthday, gonna be 3 years.
Oh yeah. So like
it's a good day.
Good day. Same.
So like really thinking about even just that, it's like that was the start of us, I guess, allowing people to see the growth process. Because them first episodes, I listened to them. No, they funny.
They funny. And on all the thumbnails, I looked at the thumbnail. It looked like a face off. But me and
Devani.
Yeah. Like,
and I'm just the announcer.
Yeah.
Oh man, but like. Those first few episodes, I did go back and listen to them, and like, I was getting gems from them last month, and I was like, oh, why does this apply to my life right now? Like,
it's evergreen.
Like,
we got evergreen content,
man. But like, I'm in a space now where it's like, I'm no longer gonna try to put on a facade and make it seem like, oh yeah, I already did this, I already did that. Like, no, I'm working on this now. I'm doing this now. And you might not see the progress of it until after I've already finished it. And then I'll upload the vlogs where I'm doing it. But either way, the process is important. And the process is real. And when you put on a facade, because like even when I used to do them cover videos,
woo,
exhausting, okay? Just like doing covers of songs, having to get dressed up, put on makeup. Figure out what I was wearing, make sure my hair looked super duper neat and all that stuff. I'm still gonna make sure I look good on camera, but the lengths that I was going through to make sure, and I didn't have no lights or nothing. Like it was just a lot. So I think now I'm in a space where it's like, nah, y'all could just see me on my journey. I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. I enjoy that more. But don't rush me. Because I'm going to take my time. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I guess, do y'all subscribe to?
No.
There you have it. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Grand Area Podcast.
Before you transition, just want to say, shout out my friend from work. What's up, Keisha? 2 jobs are for 2 people. All right? We don't need you guys killing yourself for this extra paycheck. I understand the money might be tight at this moment in your mind's eye. If you open up your mind's eye, there's abundance everywhere. It is everywhere.
Use your imagination. Come on
now. The universe is abundant and so are you.
Well, my.
Come on. But not for real. Don't kill yourselves working 2 jobs. It's not worth it. And then at the end of the day, you just gonna be tired. You gonna have some more money. Tired. Like, you gonna have some more money. I get it. And I mean, if you need to do it for it to create a certain level of a runway, I'm not gonna tell you to not do it. I just wouldn't recommend it. You grown. You might be young. You gonna be grown at some point. Do what you want.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't advise it. Two jobs, two people.
What about you?
Two All jobs, right. two people.
Come on.
All right, two jobs, two people.
Mm-hmm. All of your dreams.
Word.
It's in you.
Message
word to the mom.
Taking everything. Oh, man. Do y'all have any other final thoughts? All right, well, thank you guys for doing this for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoya D.
Badman Breeze in 10 years.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank you for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload.
Ding.
Join the good people of the Gray Area in our Patreon to watch this podcast live and early. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the conversation. And also comment below. Do y'all subscribe to Working Two Jobs? Are you currently working two jobs? We want to hear from you. And are you on the American plan? Is that where you at? Or if you want a different plan, let us know. We want to hear about it, okay? But we will see you guys.
Are you guys hiring?
Facts. Put that in the comments below. But we definitely appreciate each and every one of you guys. Check the links in the description. We got all the things Breeze was talking about earlier. Music, art, journals, cinematic films. Videos. I don't remember what he said. Short films. That's what he said. But everything is there. So click the links. And if you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked on the screen over here. Pretty sure. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth.
Jukebox, give me another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.